Today we are inside the mobile game Infinity Kingdom, and we have the rare opportunity of taking a look at a player's account who claims that it is worth over $100,000. What's going on, guys? Cheers. Now, if you're familiar with my YouTube channel, then you know that we like to play city builder games that are primarily on the mobile platform. Infinity Kingdom is one that we've been playing a lot lately, and honestly, compared to other games in this genre, I do feel that it's a little bit more free to play friendly. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some players out there who love the game so much they're willing to spend a ton on it. Now, players spending five or six figures on a game is not a new phenomenon, and it's not even exclusive to Infinity Kingdom or other city builder games. Every once in a while you hear about players spending a crazy amount of money on their favorite games, but it's not that common that you get to actually see the account of that player and see what they're spending their money on. And today we're gonna do just that. Now, a few weeks ago I made a video talking about the top 10 most powerful players in all of Infinity Kingdom, and number two on that list was none other than Jezstar. Now, just out of curiosity, I reached out to Jezstar, who also has his own YouTube channel. I will link it in the description below, but I was curious to know if he would be willing to show off his account and answer some questions that I had for him about Infinity Kingdom, and luckily he was down to do it. So guys, make sure you go over to his YouTube channel and show him some love as thanks for letting me make this video. So the first thing that I wanted him to show us is what immortals he was investing in. What status is each immortal at? What level are they at? How many skill points do they have? What equipment is on these immortals? And I was blown away. So let's go ahead and take a look here. He starts off with Siegfried. This looks like his number one here. It looks like it's ranked just by unit, so it's not ranked by power, but he's already maxed out Bjorn at level 41, which is impressive. We've got Himiko, we've got Elizabeth Bathory. You can see all of these immortals have golden gear. This is all beautiful looking stuff. Level 8 for all of their skills. We've got Manco, we've got Theodora. You can see that Jezstar has maxed out some of the most important immortals in the game, being Shadow and Holy Immortals. Now, from the looks of it, it looks like he's prioritized his Shadow Immortals before his Holy Immortals, because we see the Shadow Immortals are a little bit of a higher level. We see they've got at least a boost level of 20, but we do see some of the Holy Immortals over here have a higher boost level. Theodora is a boost level of 22. Gilgamesh is a boost level of 22. And all of these immortals have an artifact on top of that, which is just absolutely insane. All the equipment is level 50. This stuff is actually incredible. Like this, to have all of these immortals at this level is insane. Moving on, you can see on the left that all of the immortals look like they have max skill, at least level 40, at least level 40 for every single one of the immortals here. The fire immortals look like they are a little bit of a lower level, so apparently he hasn't invested too much in them. And then he just didn't really care too much about the purples and all that stuff. The greens are all maxed out level 30, which is really funny. Looks like Hammurabi is like the only one that he doesn't have at this point, a lightning immortal that was, I think, brand new, maybe not even in the game at the time that he recorded this. I don't remember exactly. But you can see here the VIP points are ridiculous, absolutely insane. He has almost 60,000 of the 100 VIP point tokens in here. That's like 6 million VIP points. That's actually insane. In the top corner, you can see he has 260,000 gems, millions of resources, tons of resources here in the inventory as well. Let's go ahead and proceed. Yeah, that's crazy, that VIP point right there. That is absolutely nuts. Let's see what he moves on to now. He's got, oh my God, look at the equipment. All of it is golden. He's got a ton of the earth, the water equipment. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. This is actually insane. This is actually insane. He's got the perfect account. This is like the perfect account. The only stuff that he even cares about is this, this epic equipment, which is just ridiculous. Now, even somebody like Jezstar does have a couple of peace shields. He's just got a couple just in case he doesn't want to have to destroy you. Okay. A lot of these like 8-hour gathering ones, he doesn't even worry about, probably because he just, he has so many bundles on the account that it doesn't even matter. The speed ups right now are looking pretty nasty. These are looking quite ridiculous, if I do say so myself. He's got over 8,000 of just the 1-hour speed ups. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Looks like he's used most of his building speed ups. So yeah, there's a lot going on here. They did implement, I believe, new levels of buildings around the time that this video was recorded, so perhaps that's why he had used all of his building speed ups already. So yeah, his castle is level 45. Now we're going to take a look at the technology on his account here. So we're going through, this is his troop technology. You can see everything is completely maxed out. All this is perfection. It looks like medical specialist is the first one that he hasn't maxed out yet. Quick relief is at 9. He did max this out, and he is just now working on some of these newer or I should say later down the line troop technology, which is it's just crazy. He's maxed out all of this immortal tech. Everything is perfect until we get to all the way down here with the shields, which is just crazy. And then he's got some of this much later immortal tech to work on now. So yeah, you could see there that the cost for these is just insane. It's just insane. The amount of millions and millions of resources that they need for this stuff is just it's crazy. Moving on to the defense, it looks like he has maxed out a lot of this stuff, all this stuff looking completely maxed out until we get to the level 6, right? The level 6 stuff here is crazy. And he hasn't touched any of that stuff just yet. And here we're at the production technology. This stuff, he hasn't even maxed out the earlier mining stuff. He does not care that much about production, it looks like, because he's just going to be buying the bundles to get it. You can see in the top left corner too that he actually has like every single boost and buff going on his account right now. He just lives that way. He just has all the boosts all the time, which is just insane. Let's now take a look at some of these statistics here. His highest power ever was 2.774 million with over 5,000 kills. This is his building power, technology power, troop power, immortal power. And you can see here that when it comes down to power of your total account, immortals and troops are the biggest ones. Like having tier 5 units and insane immortals, that's what makes you really powerful in this game, not your max buildings and stuff like that. This is total number of eliminated troops of other lords, 147 million troops from other players. That's actually insane. These are his troop losses, 23 million, 16,000 gnomes defeated. This is crazy stats right here. This is craziness. You can see here consecutive logins, 343. So he has not missed a single day since he started playing Infinity Kingdom about a year ago at this point, which is actually insane. So huge shout out to Jezstar for his commitment to the game. And I'm sure that that will be apparent to you if you go and check out his YouTube channel. Now, if we take a look in the other category of his account, you can see just an absolute plethora of things that he needs to boost up immortals and a ton of different items from different events and stuff like that, which is really cool. You can see he's got a ton of dragon crystals. Oh my God, those random teleports. It's crazy. Philosopher's Stone offering. Some of these things he just hasn't even opened them yet. He doesn't even need to open them, right? Like his account is so beautiful, it's so perfect that he doesn't even need some of this stuff at this point. It's like they're random ones, so there's no point in really holding on to it, but he still hasn't even opened it yet because it doesn't even matter. That's crazy, man. It's actually crazy. Like he could open these and just get free soul crystals, but he doesn't have to. Like he doesn't even need to. It's actually crazy. Like this, he can open this to get speed ups, but he doesn't. Why would he need them? Who cares? I love it. That's so funny. Look, he could open this to get a random immortal, but he doesn't even need them. That's a huge flex. It's a huge flex to just not even need this stuff. Like, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. So shout out to Jezstar for this. We're taking a look at his troop management here. It looks like he is gathering mostly stone, which is a good indication for you guys. If you're playing, stone is one of the hardest resources to stay on top of because you just need so much of it. Here he's going to go through and we'll see the levels of all of his dragons. This is a maxed out wind dragon, really cool stuff, all level 10 there. And look at that. Oh my God, that shadow dragon is so beautiful. Oh my God, Melanthios, that is just, I love to see it. I love to see it. We could take a look here at his arena ranking. He is, of course, number one. He is number one, platinum 3 in his server here. His battle report looks like it is just straight victories, baby. Just straight victories. You already know how he gets down. Throne of the Supreme. Let's see. He is ranked number one yet again in Throne of the Supreme. Tons of victories. We love to see that. It looks like he is just performing really well. Defense was defeated like once there, it looks like. So yeah, really cool stuff there. He's a dominant player. Like there is literally one player with more power than him, but like it's insane. Most players aren't even close to this guy. And it makes sense because he has spent a ton of money on this game, which is really crazy. Let's take a look here. He's got a few illusion battlefield wins there. His contribution is absolutely through the roof. Tons of prosperity destroyed. This is if you see Jezstar in Illusion Battlefields, you're in trouble. Okay, he's gonna deal insane amounts of damage, which is crazy, and he's only an R4 in his alliance, which is interesting. So yeah, performance is incredible for Jezstar. His account is like pretty much perfect. Taking a look at the immortals that he has assigned in his castle, we can see the bonuses off on the right hand side. So obviously these are some of his most powerful immortals that he has over here for the best bonuses he could possibly get, which is insane. This is what his arena team looks like. So he leads with his Holy March in case, I'm assuming, somebody attacks him with their primary march being Shadow. So, you know, his Holy team deals tons of damage to their Shadow team, and then, you know, that's kind of how it goes. So this looks like a pretty good strategy. I'm not super familiar with what the S tier meta players are doing in arena, but I'm assuming that whatever Jezstar is doing is probably the way you want to go. Now we're going to take a closer look at the dragons here. It looks like they are all level 40. It looks like Lucasta is currently upgrading to 41, which is great. Melanthios is also level 40. Level 38 for the Earth Dragon. So looks like Lightning is the one that he's Lightning he's invested in the least, Fire being second. So yeah, I mean, when you have pretty much, you know, the choice, and this isn't to say that like Fire and Lightning aren't good, but when you have the choice between the literal best of the best, like you're just not going to invest in those things because it just doesn't really matter. Taking a look at his forge, his inventory looks like everything here is perfect. Everything here is level 15. The top four here at least are at least the five upgrades. So yeah, crazy stuff here. Forgotten Poem, Deadly. Like I haven't even gotten to the end game point of where I'm considering these things, and Jezstar has already like maxed them all out. Like it's actually insane. It's insane. And you can see here that the impact that these things have is pretty nuts once you like really get into the end game. Like you're getting a decent amount of stats here. So yeah, it looks like there's a couple of artifacts that he still has to forge, but regardless, you know, I think if he doesn't have it, then probably no other players do either. Now I want to take a look at his Tower of Knowledge, and you can see here that a lot of these are just level 8. They're just maxed out. Like they're just maxed out, because what else is he going to do with all of the soul crystals that he gets, right? He already has like all the useful immortals maxed out. Like what is he gonna do with them, right? So oh my god, this is nasty. It's nasty, man. It's nasty to see how much he's invested in these, and these are epics, right? These are epics, and you know, he's maxed pretty much all them out except for like Berserker and a couple of these other ones that he's showing off right now. But a vast majority of these are maxed out, and it looks like here, you know, you need the ability stones to get these, so this is a relatively new thing in the game. Which is probably why he hasn't maxed them out yet. Again, when he recorded this, they had just added some of these new levels into the game. So these things aren't maxed out yet. But you know, it is what it is. He's gonna get there. I'm sure he's gonna get there eventually. Now heading back over to my account, it looks pretty pathetic in comparison. This is obviously my Revival of Cities account, so it's not even my most powerful or main account. But I did actually ask Jezstar a couple of questions because I wanted to get some insight as to what he thinks about certain things in the game. So I asked him what his favorite immortal was, and he said without a doubt it was Himiko, which is a relatively newer immortal that's in the game. She came out a couple of months ago. He said her ability to pull into the void is one of a kind ability, which makes her stand out and above the others. What he's talking about here is her Demon Ambush. Basically, this is dealing magical damage to all enemy units. However, if the number of targets is more than two, the enormous amount of energy will rip open the space and pulls a back row unit with the highest troop number into the void. While in the void, enemies cannot attack or use spells, nor be targeted by any normal attacks or spells for 6 seconds. So it basically just takes their most troop back row and just puts them off to the side for a couple of seconds. It can't do anything, you can't hit it, and it just removes them for the battle temporarily, which is what he likes the most about Himiko and why this is his favorite on Immortal. And I gotta say, when she first came out, I said this, her design is so good. It's so good. The Shamaness Queen, oh my god, she's beautiful and also absolutely terrifying at the same time. I absolutely love it. Next, I asked him what his favorite dragon was, and he said each dragon has its unique style and features. For example, the true damage dealt by the fire dragon is by far the most amount of damage dealt, but overall I would say Shadow, purely because the synergy it shares with Immortals. So this is the dragon you saw before, Melanthios. This is overall his favorite dragon, and it's no wonder, right? Shadow is an insanely powerful attribute to build here in the game, and you know, having the dragon that synergizes with that is just, you know, you can't go wrong with him. Plus, look at the design, dude. Look at the design. That's one of the things that Infinity Kingdom does so well, is the game looks insane. This is incredible, and it's no wonder that this is his favorite dragon. Next, I asked Jezstar what got him to download Infinity Kingdom in the first place. You know, I'm just curious, because here he is now a year later and he spent an insane amount of money on the game, and he said that his friend suggested it to him. She had been playing the game for a couple of weeks. She said how much she enjoyed playing it and thought that he would like it, and here we are, a full year has gone by. My friend isn't playing anymore, he says, but he's still standing. He's the type of person who doesn't like to leave things unfinished. He says, I'm way too competitive to start something and leave it without having dominated every aspect of it. I've had this drive ever since I can remember. I think it's one of the reasons I excelled in business. He goes on to talk a little bit more about the game. He says, I have good faith in the Infinity Kingdom team. We've had a close relationship for a while now, and with good reason. I think they appreciate my input and are always quick to analyze my suggestions. I hope I can continue to work with the Infinity Kingdom team and help them build a game that will stand the test of time. This is a good time to remind you guys that if you have suggestions for Infinity Kingdom and things that you want the developers to fix or change, you can share those suggestions on the official Discord. The link will be in the description. He goes on to say, I think Clash of Clans is a great example of a successful game which has gone beyond all expectations. Hopefully we can look back 10 years from now and say we had a good time. I love that, and I love that the Infinity Kingdom team is so open to feedback and suggestions, and is in touch and in contact with players like Jezstar to get that feedback. And he obviously, you know, he's what you would consider a well in a mobile game like this. But you know, when you invest so heavily into a game like this, you want it to succeed. No matter how much you spend, you just want the game to be good. And so I think if they're going to listen to anybody, I think he is a good person for them to be in touch with. So I love to hear that. And then finally, I had to ask him about how much he spent. Okay, I had to ask him about how much he spent, and this is what I said. I said, I guess the last question I have, and feel free not to answer if you don't want to, is, do you know how much your account is worth approximately? Like, how much has been spent on it? I think that would give new players a good general idea. And I also told him that it would probably be pretty good clickbait for the title, but he said, plain and simply, 100k plus. He didn't say specifically, and honestly, when you start to spend that much on a mobile game, you probably lose track. He said, I don't mind, quote, it's pocket change. Now, of course, I was shocked. I was like, damn, dude, that is actually insane. So I had to ask further. I said, you know, do you own some sort of big company or something? Like, I gotta know, right? Like, it's fascinating to me that players will spend that much money on a video game. And he said that he, plain and simple, and he didn't reveal much, but he said, I'm an entrepreneur. I own several businesses. So huge shout out to Jezstar for letting us take a deeper look into his account, and at the account of a player that, you know, it's just something that almost none of us will be able to achieve, because a lot of us just don't have 100k sitting around to spend on a mobile game. Like I said before, his YouTube channel will be in the description. I'll try to even remember to pin it in a comment. Absolutely go subscribe to him if you are interested in Infinity Kingdom. Of course, if you made it to the end of this video, I hope you'll drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the channel a ton. It helps get this video out into the YouTube algorithm so other Infinity Kingdom players might see it. If you're new around here, subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload an Infinity Kingdom video. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.